33 minutes past the hour. Texas Standard Time, I'm David Brown. Open enrollment in Obamacare continues through the end of the year. The number of insured Texans has gone up since the Affordable Care Act was put in place, but the percentage of uninsured people in Texas remains the highest in the country. Now, uninsured Texas women do have some options for free or low-cost care, such as breast and cervical cancer screenings, pelvic exams, some prenatal services. They're offered under the state's Healthy Texas Women Program. State lawmakers reconfigured the program back in 2011 and then again in 2015 after they banned participation from Planned Parenthood facilities and then saw federal funding taken away. So where does the program find itself these days as we head into another legislative session? And what have changes meant for Texas women? The Texas Standard's Betsy Joles breaks it down.
Let's start from the beginning. And for our purposes, that means 2011.
In 2011, very suddenly, there was a massive cut in the support for family planning services administered through the state.
Joseph Potter studies reproductive health legislation and the effects on women's health services at the Texas Policy Evaluation Project. He says when the Texas legislature slashed two-thirds of the funds the state used to receive for the women's health program, they also cut Planned Parenthood and many other providers out of the program. Potter says this was happening at a time when other states were moving towards greater planning services.
Texas was going in the other direction.
The state picked up the tab because Medicaid was no longer willing to cover the costs of the program after Planned Parenthood was cut out. The funding then went to general revenue and led to the creation of a Texas-specific program.
So we're excited because we are on a new day in women's health.
Leslie French is the Associate Commissioner for Women's Health Services. She admits restructuring the program has been a process, with three different models in the past 5 years. But she says the most recent version, which was rolled out this July, received a record amount of funding.
So the legislature funded the agency at $260 million. $170 of it is going to Healthy Texas Women, and the remainder is going to the revised family planning.
This funding is going to 5,000 providers approved by the state.
Clinics that we have partnered with range from small private groups all the way to our large hospitals.
That list of providers has been one of the most controversial aspects of the changes to the women's health program. Joseph Potter says the cuts in 2011 caused many clinics to close or reduce hours. This resulted in noticeable changes to the services of women's health providers.
One of the major findings we had was that not only did they reduce hours, they reduced the supply and availability of long-acting reversible contraception.
That means it limited access to contraception like IUDs and implants because those methods of birth control were the most expensive. So is the new program equipped to address these issues? That question brings us to some controversy over the allocation of state grants. The most recent round of grants from Texas Health and Human Services gave $18 million to healthcare clinics to help defray costs. Some of the money went to organizations that have an anti-choice focus. But that's not the only concern. Two recent studies highlighted the problem of high maternal mortality rates in Texas. It's a topic closely tied to access to prenatal care. Leslie French says it's something the state is trying to address.
We have known about this data since it was released back in 2012. And so the legislature designated and created a task force on maternal mortality and morbidity to look at these issues.
Paula Tariki is on the Women's Health Advisory Committee and an administrator for the Parkland Hospital in Dallas. She's an advocate of systematized monitoring of the success of the Healthy Texas Women and Family Planning programs to find out whether they're working.
So maybe there will be quality metrics that can be tracked for the programs to make sure that we are successful in providing excellent quality care. How many patients are we actually taking care of?
That type of data isn't available yet because the programs are still being implemented. But French says it will be available before the legislative session begins in January. She's optimistic it will show Texas can handle running things on its own.
Women's health is always a hot topic, but I think we have a good story to tell and we'll keep working and improving.
The 85th legislative session begins January 10th. I'm Betsy Joles for the Texas Standard.